All right, I should be recording here. So Chandler, for the record, can I get your first and last name, position, organization?
Yes, my name is Chandler Gould. I am the CEO for the National Association of Wheat Growers.
All right, perfect. So tell me a little bit about USDA's new implementation of disaster aid.
Well, NOG was very pleased to see that on May 19th, Secretary Tom Vilsack rolled out the emergency relief program, or actually the second part of it. We had a similar relief program that covered the 2020 and 2021 crop years. But as you have looked across the weather map yourself and can see that, you know, drought continues to strike in many parts of the major parts of the wheat belt. So we were pleased to hear this announcement, especially as losses continue to spread across the Great Plains and through the wheat belt.
Right, yeah, and I know we probably kind of took a look at it last year too, but what were some of the impacts on wheat growers? And I mean, how many, do you have a number of how many acres it affected?
You know, how many acres it actually affected, I don't have that number specifically, though we could probably find that for you, but I can tell you that growers in almost every single one of the 20 states that we represent, and clearly in the Great Plains or the I-35 corridor, definitely benefited from the most since they are in this multi-year drought. You know, the first round of ERP payments had roughly about $10 billion appropriated to it. This round, though, it has a smaller amount of $3.7 billion. We were very pleased to see that the FSA office went ahead and pre-filled the forms out, you know, to help cut down on the paperwork, to make it less of a stress and burden on the already small FSA staff in each of our county offices, and to also help get that aid to our growers who have been suffering through this multi-year drought sooner. So many of the efficiencies that were learned during the first rollout last year, the USDA carried over again to this year. And as we look at our crop report, you know, that continues to come out, you know, with horrible numbers like some of the highest abandonment of hard red winter wheat since like 1917. You've got many parts of Texas that a very slow harvest, if it's even taken off whatsoever. And then you've really got states like Kansas that have abandonment issues that we haven't seen since 1917. So the winter wheat crop has just been devastated here in the United States, and this relief could not come at a better time.
Right, yeah. So this relief falls back on the 2022 harvested crop, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, right. But you did kind of mention this year's wheat crop and how it's looking. I mean, the Wheat Quality Council recently just did their tour down to Kansas, and yep, they saw a lot of abandonment, and we've seen that too, even in our growing area in South Dakota as well.
And I think that's a pattern. You're right, and that's a pattern I think you're going to continue to see, especially in these drought-stricken areas. There's definitely going to be a sizable difference between per capita, of course, between the winter wheat crop and the spring wheat crop that is already gone into the ground. But as this drought continues, though this assistance is for the 2022 crop year, I think we would be foolish to think that we are not going to be needing assistance for the crop that's not coming out of the ground this year. You know, many of our states, I know in parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and also in Kansas, the winter wheat didn't even come back up because there was no winter moisture either. And I think a lot of people don't realize the importance of snowpack and moisture over those winter months when you've got a living plant in the ground that needs to reemerge, you know, come March, April, depending on where you live in the United States and produce wheat.
Right, yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned that, you know, NOG is looking forward to, you know, working with USDA. How are they basically, I guess, acting as the bridge between wheat growers and USDA to implement this aid?
Well, I think one of the main things is, you know, they went back and when they rolled this program out the first time last year for the 2020 and 2021, they did a couple new things. They pre-filled your forms out, you know, based off data that the USDA already had and through crop insurance data. And that really made it much more streamlined, not only for the growers to be able to get their information in faster, but it also made it easier for FSA to process that those records quicker, making it easier for the USDA to speed up actually getting that aid out to the U.S. wheat farmer. And we were pleased to see that they maintained that system, and we're hoping that this will become a precedent in other programs, whether it be disaster assistance or other programs that FSA has to roll out. I mean, just the saving that efficiency on duplicative paperwork and being able to reduce some of the workload on the full-time employees, which we are running low on in the Farm Service Agency across the country. And then also, you know, seeing that lag that we have seen in years past, these checks need to be timely just because farmers still have bills to pay. Even though they had a disaster, they can't wait 8, 9, 12 months for that relief to come from the USDA. And so all of us working together, NOG working with FSA and continue to encourage them to keep these efficiencies in place and to roll out this program have all been very positive, especially during this time of need.
Great, yes, certainly. I think that kind of hits on everything I wanted to talk about. Anything else you wanted to add?
I think it'd be important in your article just to continue to denote that this is not a one-year drought. I mean, we've got many states that this is their third and fourth year drought. And what that really means is even though they may be getting some rain now, the subsoil is still extremely dry. And we already can see what it's done for the 23 crop. I'm worried about a lack of moisture for the 24 crop going back into the ground if we don't see some type of precipitation changes across the wheat belt. I think we could be looking at yet another difficult year ahead of us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my heart just goes out for a lot of the farmers that are dealing with rough conditions, especially in the southern plains.
Yeah, and then in our spring week, states in Minnesota come over there next to you. They're so wet they can't get out there and do anything. So it's like we can't ever seem to get the water divided up correctly.
Yeah, that's about right. It's either too dry or too wet. So.
Yep. Yeah.
But, all right. Perfect. Well, I think that probably covers everything here. Thank you for giving me a call here and reminding me of the time. I appreciate it. And sorry about the delay.
No worries at all. You have a good rest of your day.
All right. You as well. Take care.